to God, Pastor Rogers, MBBC family. Webster Dictionary meaning temperance is the moderation in action, thought, and feelings or restraint. Biblical meaning of temperance is self-control. Self-control helps us to resist temptation and avoid conforming to the things of the world. It guides our decision before acting and seriously considering the possible results. It also correlates with how we show the other fruits in our lives. Jesus Christ gives us the perfect example of self-control because he lived a sinless life and possessed every fruit of the Spirit. Temperance is the restraint in the face of temptations such as addictions and sinful habits. A life spent walking with the Spirit and bearing fruit is not always easy, but it's God's best plan for us. Luke 1:37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. In today's society, we live in a self-centered, sinful, and materialistic type world. Many people are struggling with self-control. It's a battle with self-control versus out of control, or spirit versus flesh. The opposite of temperance is self-indulgence. When one wants to be in control of their own lives and walking in the flesh, it becomes out of control. Our self-control is tested every day. We are tempted by so much in this world, such as food, music, television, social media, credit card spending, and emotions. When things get out of control, it ruins relationships, finances, and so much more. A lack of self-control in any part of our lives does not fit who we are in Christ. He desires is that we live in full surrender to him so that his Spirit can produce in us the fruit of self-control. John 15:5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. Although God is in control, he always allows us to go through difficult circumstances and temper us, to cause us to rely only on him. God's tempering process prepares us for life challenges. We must have character development and be spiritual fit ready to carry out our next divine assignment on our spiritual journey. We will face negativity in our life, personally and professionally. The enemy comes to attack using anybody or anything to cause betrayal, injustice, turmoil, distraught, bitterness, jealousy, and etc. God must temper us to be leaders, leaders for Christ. We cannot do it alone, only through his grace. Titus 2:12 teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldliness lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. This is why the Bible tells us that if we can learn how to really walk in the Holy Spirit, then we will not fulfill the lust of our flesh. Galatians 5:16-17. 16, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one to the other, so that ye cannot do things that ye would. The fruit of the Holy Spirit refers to the godly attributes of those who walk in the Spirit. The true manifestation of the Holy Spirit at work in the believer's life is that believers become more like Christ in character and action. The fruit of the Spirit affects the relationship with God, others, and self. As Christians grow in the relationship with the Lord, one must develop self-discipline, which is an essential to personal development and spiritual growth and the Christian service. However, self-discipline does not just happen or appears as the natural trait. People must practice self-control in order to lead disciplined lives. For the Christians, God has an unlimited power, can be added to the limited human willpower to develop divine discipline. Divine discipline requires a personal action to receive the Holy Spirit power. Christians must learn to discipline both outward behavior and inward feelings in order to be godly. Word and action, as well as thoughts and passion, must be acceptable to God. Psalms 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. A disciplined life involves a genuine personal and commitment to obey God's statutes and requires lifestyle changes. God's supernatural powers is added to our personal willpower as believers practice His presence, receive His power, and seek His joy. God wants us to and enable us to live temperate lives. We must yield our emotions, passions, desires, and behaviors in order to have our life to be in alignment with God's will. I thank God for allowing me to walk in the Spirit, to recognize devil attacks, but only Christ for me to be in me and I in Him, has allowed me to see the things from the spiritual and not the flesh. Turning the negative encounters into something positive. In Jesus' name, thank you.